It's a social franchise where folks get together and talk about death. You drink tea and eat cake according to the Brits. We do it a little differently here. And then you discuss death in a non-threatening, respectful manner.
It's a very difficult subject to talk about, which is why you have these cafes. How do you make it more comfortable? Do you use prompts? Obviously, the cookies and cake probably help, but what else do you use?
Well, in the virtual world, we're going to ask folks to have their own cookies and tea, and that does help. One thing that we do in our particular death cafe is we use a deck of cards called the Go Wish deck, and they have certain statements on them that will help facilitate discussion about death, just kind of things you might not think about.
You have been holding these programs for quite a while. What's the reaction been?
The in-person response when we have them is usually around 30 people. And we have some people that come back time after time because the discussion is stimulating, apparently, to them. It is to me, I know.
No one ever wants to think about their own death or the death of someone they love. So when is a good time to take part in a program like this?
Well, and that's just it. It just gives folks the opportunity, especially if they're curious about what we talk about, to come and see and talk about it. And a lot of times we kind of do it to help individuals get a more clear idea of maybe how they want to be treated when they're in their last stages of life. But a lot of people don't just do it for themselves. They do it to help get themselves mentally prepared so they can have discussions with their loved ones that are possibly going to be taking care of them when they're dying.
So this isn't affiliated with any specific religion or anything like that, but there is a spiritual aspect to it if people want it?
I'd like to think so. We usually start our discussion by making this statement that we would like to be able to agree that death is a sacred event and, you know, keep the dialogue thoughtful and respectful. It can be challenging, but in light of COVID-19 and some of the things that are going on with it, we are actually specifically in this go-round asking folks to keep politics out of it.
This will be the first time that you'll be offering this virtually. Do you think this will help people open up and be more relaxed or just the opposite?
Usually in an in-person setting, we have tables between maybe 8 and 10 people, and we just ask one person to be the facilitator at the table, which consists of dealing out the cards and keeping the dialogue on track and whatever. But for these purposes, we're having someone from our group that's been doing this for a little while facilitate, and we're each going to have what they call a room on the virtual site that we have. So we'll be kind of seeing. I have no idea what our response is going to be online. I really don't know.
Thank you so much, Charlotte.